This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the headlines from around the world today. The International Criminal Court announces an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin on the war crime accusation of unlawfully deporting Ukrainian children. Former U.S. President Donald Trump writes his first posts on his reinstated Facebook and YouTube accounts more than 2 years after he was banned over the U.S. Capitol insurrection. Turkish President Recep Erdogan ends months of diplomatically charged delays and asks Parliament to quickly back Finland's bid to join NATO. And Turkey is hoping that a grain export deal between Kyiv and Moscow, key to alleviating a global food crisis, can be extended for another 120 days. French President Emmanuel Macron's government faces no-confidence motions in Parliament and intensified protests after imposing a pension reform without a vote in the lower house. Police in Pakistan have stormed former Prime Minister Imran Khan's residence in the eastern city of Lahore and arrested 30 people. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The action Saturday came amid tear gas shelling after someone opened fire from the roof of the building. Police say they moved in to remove encroachments in a blockade erected by Khan's Tehreek e Insaf party and his defiant supporters. They say baton-wielding Khan supporters attempted to resist officers by throwing stones and petrol bombs, and a man on the roof of Khan's residence opened fire. No one was hurt. Khan is expected to appear in an Islamabad court Saturday to face charges in a graft case. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Russia says it's ready to extend a deal that enables Ukraine to export grain, but not for as long as hoped. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The UN and Turkey brokered the deal, aiming to ensure global food supplies and keep prices from spiraling. It allows Ukraine to ship food and fertilizer from three of its Black Sea ports. A separate agreement between the UN and Russia covers Moscow's shipments of fertilizer to global markets. The original 120-day deal would be automatically extended for another 120 days unless one of the parties objects, which Russia has done. Its UN ambassador says Moscow will agree to a 60-day extension, but from its perspective, the deal's not working. The Kremlin wants Russian agricultural exports exempted from Western sanctions. I'm Ben Thomas.
A five-day march is wrapping up that began from one of Florida's poorest migrant farming communities and went to the ritzy oceanfront town of West Palm Beach, all to call attention to the plight of farm workers in the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
They're hoping to catch the attention of grocery retailers as the migrant farm workers seek better working and living conditions. March organizer Gerardo Reyes Chavez.
The case of modern day slavery, where workers, hundreds of workers were forced to work under threats of death for them and their families. There were armed guards.
One worker says they're paid very little and aren't treated well.
A veces, no hay acceso a agua.
Like sometimes no water in Florida's sweltering heat. And women sometimes are subjected to sexual mistreatment. They're hoping to get more stores signing on to the Fair Food Program for improving working conditions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And in other world headlines, China's shock success at bringing Saudi Arabia and Iran together challenges the United States' longstanding role as the key outside power broker in the Middle East. Belarus hands long jail terms to senior staff of the country's largest independent news site, which was forced to shutter after historic demonstrations against strongman Alexander Lukashenko. Cyclone Freddy, which dissipated this week after a record-breaking rampage, has caused more than 400 deaths in southern Africa and affected more than 500,000 people in Malawi, the UN says. The COVID-19 pandemic could settle down this year to a point where it poses a threat similar to flu. That's according to the World Health Organization. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.